If you're visiting with us, I hope you catch the theme that we are a youth and family church. We roll deep up here, don't we? You know, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 51, the psalmist says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." And, you know, right now we have the opportunity to witness a restoration that comes from God. And we get to hear Cherie share. It's just going to be an incredible time. We get to see a restoration and a baptism. So we're going to have a good church.
Well, church, I'm really excited to be able to introduce Cherie Brown to you. Melinda and I have had the privilege of getting with her and being able to just really be inspired by her heart to draw close back to God, to give her whole heart to Him. And their family, I'm sure you've seen them here. They came one Sunday and have been part of the family ever since. And their heart for God and this family is shown in everything that they do. Cherie, you are an amazing woman, and thank you for allowing me on the journey with you. And Cherie's going to share with you now.
Good morning. I'm just so excited to be here. It's been a long journey. I became a disciple back in 2002 through my sister's love and persistence. When I was baptized, it was like, wow, I felt so good afterwards. And just everything was lifted off my shoulders, and it just was such an amazing feeling. And you think, why leave that, you know? Growing up, we were part of a church that wasn't at all like what it is now. And even then, I felt it wasn't right. You know, there was some corrupt. There was just not the family. I grew up with four siblings, an older sister, and three younger brothers. And in this church, we grew up not having enough, food, not even having a place to live sometimes. And we grew up resenting my dad for his decisions to make within the church. So when the decision was made to leave the church, my dad had a very strong hate relationship with life and with God. Growing up, my sister was a very big part of my life. She was always the mom. She always looked after me no matter what. It was between the nurses giving me my shots or my punishments. She was always there for me. When she turned 18, she moved away, and she ended up in New York for school. And it was invited to the church out there. And she has some reservations about it, but she went anyway. She would talk to me about it, and she never pushed it, but she talked about it a lot. She just felt she wanted me to see the love, God's love. Back in 2001, I dropped a bombshell. I'm pregnant now, and I'm getting married. She came out for the wedding, and she invited me to church, and I said, I passed. When she came down to meet her nephew, she invited me again, and I went. And walking in there and feeling the love, I was never raised with that emotion. And I wanted to be part of that. I was baptized 4 months later, and something was still missing. It was missing my husband. During that time, my spiritual life and my home life all had to be separate. He didn't want any part of. And it became extremely difficult. During that time, the church went through some changes. And I took that as a way out. And I took it as, I'm not walking away from God, I'm just walking away from the church. But I turned my back on everything. Over the years, I missed being part and didn't know how to return. On April 13th, my sister was called to be with the Lord. And through her passing, I saw the importance through LaQuince, my brother-in-law here. It is to be, to make myself right. Through it all, LaQuince, he invited me to come to the church for Women's Midweek. And I went, and when I walked in there, I put my head down, and I just didn't want anyone to see me or even, you know, approach me. And I walked in there, and I felt just warm, like I was getting a big hug. It's like, I need to do this. I am here now, and I did stray, but I am so grateful now for my husband, my family, that we went on this journey together, and I just thank you guys.
Amen.
Good morning, church family.
Come on.
My name is LaQuince Johnson, and I'm actually Cherie's brother-in-law. Married her sister, met her actually through beach stock that we have down in Virginia every year. But about 6 months ago, she passed away to be with the Father. So definitely wanted to make sure it was an opportunity to reach out, you know, to my in-laws, because that was something that Ebony definitely always wanted, you know, definitely to make sure that we were giving our hearts to them. Definitely make sure that we were praying for them constantly. And definitely makes me think of the scripture, as a kernel of wheat passes, it definitely spreads out in order to help other people grow. And but I definitely do appreciate the Wichita family. Definitely one of my teen leaders, Jim and Lori Reed out in Virginia. They're from this area. So definitely we're going to be connected always. You know, definitely appreciate you guys taking care of my in-laws, and definitely loving them. So I do appreciate you guys. Thank you. Incredible. As Cherie's restored to the Lord, let's pray. God, we're so grateful, and we're humbled by the opportunity to witness your power, to witness your love, to witness your plan in such an amazing way. God, it's a testament to your family all over the world. And it's a testament to how you reach out to all of us. Father, we pray that as Cherie is restored to you, God, that we, as a family, in accepting her in, Father, that we support her, we protect her, we love her, we help her to grow as you've called us to be the family and do that. God, we pray that as your spirit moves, that Cherie feels encouraged, she feels strengthened, and that your family here in Wichita and your family all over the world can celebrate the rebirth, the restoration of a lost daughter. God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share in this. We all love you, and we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.